This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
The act should have been reauthorized, no question about it. You have to be able to find out what people who are foreigners are discussing about the United States, without a doubt. Absolutely. There was a tweak they were trying to do. Senator Paul, who was on with Dom Giordano this morning, and Justin Amash, Congressman Justin Amash, they both have been fighting to have a simple amendment inserted into it, which is this. It goes like this. If any Americans are caught up in the surveillance, in order for the FBI to continue the surveillance, they have to get a warrant. Oh, I know. That's remarkable. It's groundbreaking, right? It's earth shattering. Imagine what the founding fathers would say. Hey, they're reading the Fourth Amendment and they're following it. Oh, it's remarkable. That amendment failed. It failed. See, what happened during the campaign, and this is an important point here, because I know a lot of people, they hear FISA, they hear the warrants, the warrantless surveillance, unmasking, all this stuff, and they're not exactly sure, well, how could it be used for nefarious political purposes? The FISA Act is authorized by a court. Yes, it is. So a FISA warrant against a foreigner, authorized against a court, without question. Now, you, as an American citizen, are talking to somebody who they're listening to under a warrant with the FISA court. But you're not doing anything wrong. You're just talking to that person. Now, what should happen is that if they have reason to suspect that you are doing something wrong, they should go and get a warrant so that they can also spy on you. That's it. That's the amendment. And it failed. And the problem is that it's exactly what happened during the campaign. They were listening to Russians, and there were Trump associates who might have been speaking to Russians. Big deal. Not illegal to talk to Russians, by the way. It's not illegal to talk to anyone who's foreign. You're allowed to, in this country, talk to foreigners. You can do business with Russians. You can have conversations with them. And when these Americans were caught up, there was no provision that kicked in that said, hey, now you have to get a warrant if you're going to continue to listen on them. And certainly if you're going to unmask their names, you better go before a judge and get a warrant on that. And that did not happen as well. So how can it be used for political purposes? Exactly like we see playing out here today. Now, the president gave a great tweet this morning, which I was so excited when I read this tweet. Really excited. In fact, I saw this tweet and I thought, you know what? I'm going to give him back the Twitter password after this. Good for him. I was so happy with this tweet. I said, yes, the president should keep tweeting without question. And here's what the president tweeted out today. Quote, House votes on controversial FISA Act today. This is the act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier to so badly surveil and abuse the Trump campaign by the previous administration and others. Now, he tweeted that out this morning, and the civil libertarians in Congress, not many left, but the ones who are left who actually care about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they said, great. We have an ally here in the president. We can do this. This is great. We can get this done. He'll sign the bill that would then authorize the FISA Act so we can protect America, but also put in that little tiny provision that says when you're dealing with an American citizen, get a warrant as per the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Wow. But then you know what happened, right? The swamp did their thing. The swamp got to him. You see, bureaucracy loves power. Bureaucracy loves power. Governments love power. This is why we have a Bill of Rights. You know, the founding fathers were very, very smart people. And when the framers of the Constitution got to Philadelphia, they said, hey, here's the deal. We, the states, we're going to get railroaded by this federal government. We're going to get railroaded by these people because power loves power, and it grows and it grows, and bureaucracy never gives up any power. They absorb more and more of it. We're going to get rolled here. We're all here, the 13 of us. We're going to create this federal government. We're going to get rolled. So let's put in a Bill of Rights to protect us and protect our as not only as states, but also as the people, right? 10 amendments, which we offer up. Actually, there were 12 originally, but 10 made it into the Bill of Rights. And they said, hey, this is going to protect the states and the people respectively. One of those was you need to get a warrant. Now, here we are, and obviously, by the way, they only affected the federal government. So the states were not bound by the Bill of Rights. Not until years later with the passage of the 14th Amendment. But at the time of the founding of the country, the federal government was constrained by the Bill of Rights. Constrained by this. And the reason why the founders so vehemently supported the idea of a warrant is because the British would do all kinds of nonsense to find out what they were writing, what they were reading, what they were thinking. And they said, we have to have safeguards against this. Because if we don't, it'll be very, very easy for the government to become a police state. To basically become a police state, a monarchy, everything we've witnessed around the world. If this new experiment of liberty is going to succeed, we have to have safeguards so that we don't become a police state, a monarchy, a dictatorship, all the things that we're trying to avoid here. And one of those key provisions was a warrant, because they knew that if the government had the ability, it would get whatever information it could, especially against its enemies. And who are enemies to government? Well, they're the enemy of anybody who's in power, right? So let's back up a few years here. So Barack Obama's in power, and they're so sure Hillary Clinton's going to be president. So they decide now to use their FISA court powers, the FBI, the CIA, this dossier. They use the government police state powers to go and engage in politics. I mean, these are the allegations, right? This dossier comes along, which is political opposition research. The FBI coordinates potentially with the Hillary Clinton campaign to continue the research into the dossier, paying for the dossier. The dossier then leads to FISA warrants, the FISA court to go after, I guess, Russians. I don't know. And then they unmask American citizens. No warrant provision, no protections on these Americans. And now you have the government using, under the guise of keeping us all safe, its powers to engage in politics. And that's exactly what they did. It's exactly what the founders warned against. See, they realized that if government, if left to its own devices, nobody would ever give up power. Why would you give up power if you didn't have to? And so the people that control the guns and the bullets are usually in charge. That's kind of how things work, right? The people with the guns and the bullets control, they're in charge, and it's very rare that they give it up when they've got the guns and the bullets. So we'll let the people also have guns and bullets. And then we'll also say to that government, if you're going to listen, if you're going to read our stuff, they couldn't listen in on things back then, but if you're going to read our diaries, you're going to find out what we're writing, our letters to each other, you better get a warrant. And that's exactly, we've abused that now to this point. So here we have today the FISA court reauthorization, which is a good reauthorization. But because bureaucracy loves power and because the swamp is going to circle the wagons, phone calls were made to the president, Paul Ryan and others. So then the president put out a second tweet 2 hours later. Quote, with that being said, I have personally directed the fix to the unmasking process since taking office, and today's vote is about foreign surveillance of foreign bad guys on foreign land. We need it. Get smart. Yes, he's exactly right. We do need it, and it is about foreign bad guys on foreign soil, without a doubt. But the safeguard of if Americans are caught up in the course of the surveillance, then you have to get a warrant on those Americans, that failed. And the problem is that Donald Trump won't be president forever. And I don't know who's going to be president after him. It could be from now. It could be 7 years from now. I don't know. But what I do know is that if he adheres to the Constitution, which I'm so sure he will, since he's been adhering to it flawlessly so far, he's going to not be president forever. So then at that point, what does the next person do? And this is the problem with this FISA reauthorization today. They took away the safeguard. All they would have had to do is put in that little provision that Rand Paul wanted, Justin Amash wanted, Tom Massie wanted from Kentucky. The civil libertarians who are left in Congress, it's amazing to me that it's almost become a dirty word now. Don't confuse it with the ACLU and don't confuse it with anything else. This is about individual liberty against government, a protection of individual liberty from government. And you have a handful of guys who still believe in this in the Senate. Less in the Senate than in the House. In the House, you got a couple dozen. The Liberty Caucus. They call themselves the Liberty Caucus. And what's remarkable is I expected Democrats to vote against this, that Republicans would be against it. Would be against saying, hey, get a warrant, especially after what happened to the Trump campaign. Especially what happened to the people who were caught up doing nothing wrong. Caught up in surveillance, and then now their names are unmasked, and now the government says, oh, well, now that we have your name, we get to continue spying on you. See, that's the problem right there. It's that. If if they had to follow this provision and then went to a judge and said, Your Honor, we've got a, let's use Carter Page's name since his name keeps coming up here. This Carter Page was a very low level advisor of the campaign. It was a, like a volunteer almost. So, okay, we got Carter Page's name here. Hey, Your Honor, we want to continue spying on Carter Page. Okay, give me the reason. And then here's your warrant. Why is that so complicated? You know why it's complicated? Because if the government really said what they want to do, the judge would say, go to hell. What the government wants to do, what the government did do, what Susan Rice did and Ben Rhodes and all these other people, is they said, hey, we have the right to listen under the FISA Act, so let's listen. And while we're listening, let's also unmask. And while we're unmasking, let's also make sure that other people know about this. And while we're doing all these things under the guise of keeping America safe from foreign bad guys on foreign lands, let's also put out this dossier and let's also have these rumors that are going around and around and around that Donald Trump is actually a Russian agent. And there's no safeguard against that, unfortunately, going forward. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 on a cell. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 in a cell. Rand Paul is threatening a veto in the Senate. And I think he, a filibuster in the Senate. And you know what? I think he should. It's that serious. I think this is one of those critical points right now in our nation where if we don't get this right now, if we don't learn our lesson and send the swamp and send the bureaucracy a very loud and clear message and rein them in once and for all and say the Bill of Rights wins, the Fourth Amendment wins. If we don't do that now, that's it. Because this president will sign it. I mean, that's the thing. This president will sign that. He's willing to sign this provision that says you got to have a warrant. We can't get the votes in the House to send that to the president's desk? Really? So if he doesn't do it, then it's going to be very hard to find another president who's as committed to conservatism and the Constitution as this one is. Because I have to tell you, I heard Rand Paul yesterday on another radio show. And he said this point, he said he's so pleasantly surprised by just how conservative Trump is his first year in office. He said he's more conservative in his first year in office than Reagan was at the end of his first year in office. So great. So let's rein in the federal government. Let's rein them in. Let's have the Fourth Amendment protections. Let's protect the individuals from our government exactly the way the Bill of Rights is intended. Let's do it. And we can't get the votes in the House of Representatives. It's pathetic and shameful. And I know that the problem is right now is that as much as the president wants to drain the swamp, it's very, very obvious that the swamp circles the wagons to protect the swamp, especially on issues where the government, the federal government, could lose some of its power over us, some of its ability to essentially now control us, listen in, know what we're thinking, know what we're saying. They don't want to give that up because, again, the bureaucrats, they'll outlast this president. They'll outlast everybody. They always do.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.